Opportunities to build up Arctic infrastructure are advancing with a bill this week introduced in both the U.S. House and the Senate that aims to transfer land near a natural deepwater port on the Seward Peninsula to state and regional shareholders. Point Spencer is a spit of land on the western edge of the Seward Peninsula near the natural harbor of Port Clarence, about 120 nautical miles northwest of Nome. A Coast Guard-operated navigation facility at the point shut down in 2010. Since then, efforts have been underway to transfer that land to the Bering Straits Native Corporation with the Coast Guard and the state of Alaska, maintaining a small foothold for future expansion. Congressman Don Young is now sponsoring a bill in the House with companion legislation in the Senate with the goal to open the area up for development. Young says that won't conflict with similar deep water port efforts underway in Nome announced back in February.
This does not affect the Nome potential. That's being studied by the Corps of Engineers. And this just gives it to the Native Corporation to, in fact, have a potential port with a private-public involvement.
Bering Straits Native Corporation spokesperson Matt Ganley says the corporation has completed economic feasibility studies for any port facility at Point Spencer, and he says any seaport would need to rely on an economic backbone that is not international shipping. He says long-range freighters simply will not need to stop in western Alaska, but Ganley says Point Spencer could support oil and gas exploration in Arctic waters, act as the staging ground for oil spill response efforts in the region, and become an outlet for mining and other resource extraction in the Arctic. New in this year's version of the legislation is a conveyance map assigning fewer than 300 acres to the Coast Guard and the state, with the vast majority, more than 2,000 acres, including an airstrip, allotted to BSNC. Young says he's agnostic as to how the land is ultimately used, but he says the first step is to make sure the transfer goes through and allows the Native Corporation to pursue partnerships that are economically viable.
I won't see it. I know that, but I'm looking down 100 years from now. I see the whole Arctic opening up to mineral resource development, and the ability to ship product around the world is going to be very needed. I want to develop a Job Corps-based resource industry in the Arctic.
Ganley says locals in the neighboring communities of Brevig, Mission, and Teller have expressed support for potential jobs and industry should Point Spencer be developed, but at the same time have voiced concerns over potential impacts to subsistence. Like previous versions of the bill, however, the current legislation has provisions for archaeological and cultural artifacts in the area, but does not mention subsistence. Meanwhile, in the Senate, another bill introduced by Senator Lisa Murkowski aims to expand oil exploration in the waters off of Alaska while extending the life of existing oil leases and institute a revenue-sharing program with the federal government. The Alaska Dispatch News reports the revenue-sharing provision would ultimately direct more than 37% of revenues to the state and local governments, with 12% reserved for low-income heating subsidies, weatherization, and Arctic infrastructure. The remaining 50% would go to the U.S. Treasury. Murkowski's bill is one of three new measures that would expand revenue sharing. The others deal with the Atlantic coast and the Gulf of Mexico. The Obama administration has opposed such measures, arguing they would drain billions from the federal government. Murkowski and other Alaska leaders have pushed for some revenue sharing and for more offshore oil development for years. Alaska officials maintain it would be justified due to the onshore costs related to energy development, public service demands, and emergency response.